Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Diana Krekus. I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to do a radio show this morning, but you know, things happen and you have to keep rolling with the punches and you got to keep going. You can't just sit back and say, well, you know, I'm not going to do it and, you know, not follow up with your obligations. I promised you guys that I would do a radio show once a week, and here I am, 11 o'clock at night, doing it. This is the only time available. I'll tell you, those time slots go by real, real fast. But anyway, tonight's show is all about getting people to like you. You know, I get this all the time. How come you have over 18,000, almost 19,000 people that are connected to you on LinkedIn? How come you have 5,000 people on one Facebook, another 5,000 on another Facebook? And I'm not going to even go with the other social networks because I couldn't mention them all tonight. And I'm not saying that to brag. Trust me, I'm not. It took me a long time to build that type of following. It really did. You won't get a following overnight, you know, unless you give value. You need to give value to your listeners, to your readers, if you're doing blogs, whatever. You need to give value. If you don't give value, why are people going to follow you in the first place? Think about it. Why are people going to follow you in the first place if you don't give value? I've been doing this for many years, you know, being online, putting out, you know, content out there. You know, there are a couple of things that I do. I do a couple of home-based businesses. You know, and if anybody wants further information on that, they could always get with me, you know. But I do. And I bring value of those businesses. I don't just promote my business out there. I don't just, you know, just pitch it out there and, hey, you know, this is my business and see if it sticks to the wall and see how many people are going to run and sign up. People are not going to sign up with you. They're not going to sign up with you because you put out a post. They will sign up with you. They will partner with you. They will be your business partners if and only if they like you and they want to work with you. Okay? I've had a couple of people, you know, recently, which kind of like, where did you come from? But hey, I don't mind. Where they were told me, they said, you know what, I don't care what business you're in, but I'm going to sign up. Okay, but don't you think you should? No. I want to work with you. I like what you do. I've been following you, you know, and it's true. My top leaders in my businesses that I'm doing, they, you know, that's exactly what it was. They watched me. They did. They kept an eye on me. I had one gentleman watch me for a full year. He liked the program. He was introduced to the program prior to, you know, a year ago, but he did not have confidence in the person that presented it to him. He just didn't feel you got to feel like some kind of vibe or energy or whatever you want to call it, but you got to feel that. And he didn't feel the connection with this person. So he was watching me, you know, we're come from totally different backgrounds, and he says, that's the one. That's the person I want to sign up with because I gave value. You know, I explained the two businesses I do is Carrot Bars and Glissandra. Explained, why do you need gold? Why, you know, what is Carrot Bars about? You know, I explained that. It wasn't like just, hey, you better get gold because, you know, it's the end of the world kind of thing. No, I didn't do a doom and gloom. I actually said why you need it to diversify your portfolio. And I gave facts. So that people had a good perception as to why they needed to do Carrot Bars, okay? Same thing with Glissandra, okay? Glissandra is an anti-aging skin system, okay, skincare system. That is also, you know, why do you need this? It's not your typical, you know, anti-aging skincare system. It's not. This is much more than that. And I explained to them about the Shisandra berry. I explained to them, you know, why Glissandra is different than everything else out there. And I have people, you know, interested by just giving them value, not sitting there, hey, you know, you look old and you got to do that. It doesn't work, ladies and gentlemen. It doesn't work. You know, one of my, you know, it's just funny because I sit back and I watch the social media feeds, and I'll tell you something, it's even better than the Jerry Springer show sometimes. I swear to God, it really is. Because it's like, did you really just post that? Are you serious? Do you really, really think people are going to follow you if you're doing that? Really? I don't think so. I really don't think so. And then, they come to me for coaching because I do coaching, private coaching. And why am I not being successful in business? What's going on? And I don't want to be sounding mean by no chance. I'm just being very honest. People don't like you. Not that they don't like you personally. They don't like what you're presenting out there. What you're presenting out there is that you're a salesperson. You're trying to pitch them. You're trying to sell them. People do not like that. Okay? So with anything you do in life, even when we first, grew up, we were network marketers. We were, getting, relationship building, okay? Let's just put it that way. Relationship marketing. We would ask for our parents to give us, hey, I want that last cookie, but mom, hey, and you would give some facts as to why you should have that last cookie, Same principle. Why should somebody, sign up with you? Why should they use your product? Why? Because you're giving them value. So that is so extremely important. That's the missing component that a lot of people don't realize, that you need to give people value. When you first meet people, you don't go and you shake their hand and open up, open up a table at their house and say, hey, this is what I got. You don't knock on the door and do that. Why would you think that doing that online is anything different? Because by you intruding on them, by you spamming them, sending them, unwanted, unsolicited messages, it's really a turnoff. People do not like that whatsoever. If they're interested in what you're doing, they will ask you. And it's better for them to ask you than to you be chasing them. Let me say that again. It's better for them to be asking you and chasing you than you to be chasing them, okay? Because people, it'll go around. It'll go around the whole network that don't, no, that person's going to pitch you. They're going to try to sell you this. They're going to try to sell you that. And you don't want to be labeled like that because let me tell you something. Once you're labeled like that, it's very difficult to get a different people to have a different perception of you. So it's so important from the beginning when you're building relationships via social network that you're real. Be a genuine person. Be genuinely interested in that person. Don't make all these friends and well, who the heck are you? No. What you want to do is you want to make friends, but make valuable relationships. Because again, maybe that person's not interested in your business. Maybe that person's not interested in your products, but they may know someone who is interested in your business and products. So, you don't want to burn that bridge just because you're being greedy and you want that person in your business just to have another person join. Okay? Remember, it's so important, like when you're first talking to people, when you're sending them a message, make sure you say hi, whatever their first name is. Don't send them a message where it is a canned message, because I really, to be honest with you, I can't stand those canned messages, to be very honest with you. It's so important that when you are, again, building that relationship with people, you don't want it to be canned, genuine, because wouldn't you want that for yourself? Wouldn't you want people to have a genuine relationship with you? Of course you do. Same thing, other people feel the same way. You have to remember, nature's ways is that we want to belong. We want to be a part of. And the only way by being belonging and being a part of is by, you want to have that good, foundation with the relationship. I've had relationships, friendships, and some it's beyond that, they're family now. For many, many years on the internet, never met that person in person. Now, let me repeat that again. I never met that person in person, okay? But we have a relationship like family where it's amazing. But then again, we never met real life. Well, this is real life. I mean, you know what I'm trying to say. We just never, had a chance to meet. But does that mean that I'm going to stop? No, of course not. It's just so important that you build that relationship. It needs to become that way. It needs to become where that friendship, you're going to have business relationships with people. you're going to have relationships with people that, you know, are going to be strictly business. You know, they just want you as a business partner. And don't take it personal. Really, don't take it personal. You know, it is what it is. It's different personalities out there. But cultivate that relationship. It's a business relationship. You know, then you're going to have friendships. You're going to have friendships with people that you'll love them to death, but you can't possibly have them as a business partner. Not because, you know, there's anything wrong with them. It's just you know their style. You know the way they handle things, and it wouldn't be in your best interest as a business partner. And again, don't take that personal. Don't take it, you know, business is business. At the end of the day, you know, what really matters is your family, your close friends. That's what really matters. You know, business is business. And, you know, like I said, don't take that personal. But too many people do. They really do. When you're talking to someone, ask them. Ask them about their day. Ask them, you know, what's going on in their life. People love to talk about themselves. They love to, you know, they want you to hear what, you know, what's going on in their life. You know, they did a study where what word was used the most in conversations? And you'd be very, you know, some people would be very surprised, some people wouldn't. Okay, the word that is used in the most conversations with this study was the word I. I do this, I do that. I do this, I do that, because people talk about themselves. So it's important when you're building a relationship, when you first meet somebody, you know, again, in one of the social medias, let's use LinkedIn, for example. Okay, that's one of my favorites, to be very honest with you. It's very business-like. You know, I just, to me, that's where I want to be. That's where I want to take my businesses to. I want to build it, you know, on LinkedIn. Not that there's anything wrong with Facebook, but to me, Facebook is more... it's a different culture. Let's just put it that way, okay? So what I'll do is if someone asks me for a colleague request, that's what they are. They're colleagues, okay? Or if I ask someone when they accept it, I go and I tell them, thank you so much for the connection. How are you today? You know, I'm serious. That's the most of my conversation with that person, okay, when we first meet. Why? Because I want to get to know that person. I want to know all about that person as much as they're willing to tell me on our first conversation. Some people just say, fine, I'm fine. Okay, and that's great. But some people tell me their whole life story. Well, let me tell you what happened. You know, I'm in the middle of jobs. I'm this, I'm that, whatever. Okay, then you could know how to help them. Okay, because really what you're doing is you're a problem solver. That's really, if you're a network marketer, if you are an affiliate marketer, either or, you are a problem solver. So as you see, somebody's complaining, you know, that they're in between jobs, they can't get a job. Well, have you ever considered, you know, working from home? Some people would say, yes, I've done it, I'm tired of it, I'll never do it again, okay? And to me, when I hear that, I hear not that the person failed, I hear that the system failed, okay? I'm not going to put the blame on the whole person, okay, because I'm going to tell you something. Yes, there are people out there who will start a home-based business and won't do anything, and then they'll say, well, it didn't work. I'm like, okay, then what have you done? Have you done ABC? Oh, no, I haven't done that. I said, then how do you expect your business to work if you're not following a duplicatable system, okay? But with the same token, I have seen people who have actually did everything that they were told to do according to the company, and they did everything exactly, you know, to the letter, and they still couldn't make it. Why? Because there was a problem with the company, or there's a problem with their upline. Their upline was missing in action, which I don't get it. You know, when I have people work with me, you know, my business partners, and I wish I could get them on the line now, but some of them are sleeping. But what I do tell them is, look, I'm committed to you where I'm going to be there for you. If you need me for phone calls, if you need me for this, and I give them the whole list, but I expect that from you too. I expect it where you're going to be on the webinars, where you're going to be on the trainings, where I'm going to send you all the training material that you're going to read it, that you're going to ask me questions, because it's your business too. But I make sure that I tell them from the beginning, it's a 50-50 relationship. You know, I'm here for you, but you got to also do some work as well. That's how I, you know, have people in my business. There's some people I have actually refused, no, I'm sorry, I cannot work with you. And it's like, are you kidding me? You know, really? I'm like, yes, really. And I give reasons why. The reason is that I see how, you know, you told me you were going to call me on such and such a date. You never called. You never followed up. You know, to me, that's important. If somebody calls you and if you can't answer the phone right there, you better call them as soon as you can or send them a message saying, I'm sorry that I missed your call, but I have, you know, whatever you want to tell them, you know, that I you know, I was detained or I was at the doctor's office or whatever you were doing. Okay. But, you know, your call is important to me. Let me, you know, is this a good time to talk or can we schedule an appointment? Keep those appointments, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Because those are indicators to me that the person has integrity, that they're going to follow through with what they say they're going to do. Okay. So that's why it's extremely important that when you build a relationship with someone, the same thing with a friendship, okay, that you're going to follow through and you're going to stick, you know, you're going to do 50% of the relationship as well as them. Sometimes it's 90% you, 10% them. Sometimes it's 90% them and 10% you because there's things going on in your life, okay? But it's extremely important that when you're building relationships that you are building them the right way, okay? I hope that, you know, these are some nuggets. If you didn't have a piece of paper and pen, I keep forgetting to say that at the beginning of the call, you know. But anyway, if you have a piece of paper and pen, you can take notes from here on in. Also, these radio shows are archived, so you can listen to them at any time, whenever you want to. You can download them. You know, I have them all over. So you're more than welcome to download it and share it with someone. You know, take my show. If you're having a problem with a business partner or something, take my show, doesn't matter, and share it with them so that this way they can also get the information that I'm giving you. The information I'm giving you, ladies and gentlemen, is from experience. It's from experience of what I've seen in the profession. You know, it's so important that you build those strong relationships. I'm telling you, because there's times, you know, I could go right now, I have a list. A huge list of people, I could call up and say, hey, I need a favor. Could you do me this favor? And if they know that I'm calling them, it's got to be that important, because I'm not going to call them just, you know, for any favor. It's really that important, and they will be there for me. Why? Because I was there for them when they had an accident. I was there for them when they were diagnosed with an illness. I was there for them when they had, you know, went into financial, you know, problems. I was there for them when they found out that their spouse was cheating on them. I was there for them, okay? They will be there for me. That's why it's a give and take as far as relationships. It's that important. You know, with network marketing and affiliate marketing, you don't build a strong, let me repeat that. You don't build a strong foundation and a strong business, okay, immediately. Sometimes there's people, there are network marketers that have a whole, you know, they have a following, and the following just follows them and signs up and goes into the business with them. Well, I've seen that happen. And then I've seen where, the person who brought them in, of course, they made the most money, and the other people just fell to the wayside, and they quit. You know, they quit that particular business. The person was doing this over and over again to the point where that person lost all credibility, okay, because they did not give them they didn't give them any value. They were just telling them, no, you got to follow me. And sometimes people do follow blindly until they found out that, wait a minute, this person's only out for themselves. They really don't care. So in order for you to build a very strong foundation in any business, it's going to take time. You want to get the right people in to your business, okay? You want to get the right people into your business. And what I mean by that is people that are going to have the same work ethics that you do, okay? The same, you know, if they say they're going to do something, they're going to do it. They're willing. They're coachable. They want, you know, whatever their goal is that they want or whatever their vision is, they want it as bad enough as you want your goals and your visions, your whys, and they're willing to stick it out. Those are the type of people you want in your business. You know, you don't want somebody that's going to come in your business that signs up, you know, comes into your business, does absolutely nothing, and then within 2 months, it's usually 3 months, ladies and gentlemen, but sometimes even as early as a month, okay, they quit. Well, what did you do? Did you do anything? Did you at least talk to somebody that you were in this business? Nope. Nope. Did you go to the webinars? Nope. Did you go to the training? Nope. Then let me ask you, why did you sign up in the first place? Because I do that. Like, why do you sign up in the first place? So I got to the point where in one of my businesses, you know, people were signing up. You know, I do believe that free positions are important to, you know, because there are some people that are going through financial difficulties, okay? And having a free position, that's great, but you still have to work it. And in order for you to get paid, in order for, you know, you to get residual income, well, guess what? There has to be some kind of money exchange. There's no free business. I'm still waiting. If any of you listeners out there could tell me where there's a free business where you don't have to invest anything, either time or money, and you're going to get paid a residual income, please let me know. Please let me know, because I'd love to share that on this radio show. I really would love to do that. If you could find one, or if you know of one, because like I said, I'd love to share it, because I'm telling you, it doesn't exist. In any business, no matter what you do, even if you're doing business from home, whatever it is, you're either going to exchange money or you're going to exchange time, one or the other. So going back to, you know, getting people to like you, why should they like you? Well, you also have to be transparent. Not to the point you don't have to tell everybody your personal, you know, innermost business, okay? But you got to be transparent. If you're not, you know, if you just started, you just started. You know, don't tell people that you're making $10,000, you know, thousands of dollars, and you just started like 2 days ago, because they're going to see you as a BS artist. They'll lose all credibility. Tell the truth. Be honest. You know, if something, whatever's going on, be honest. Honesty is one of the best things, you know. And maybe if that person does not, you know, doesn't like the fact that you're honest, or they feel, you know, whatever, then they weren't a friend in the first place. They weren't a colleague in the first place. So be honest, okay? Number two, you know, let me go back. That's number two, because number one, I told you that when you first make any connections, ask about them, what's going on in their life. That's extremely important. Number one, big number one is to do that in any relationship. Hey, how are you? How are you doing? What are you up to these days? What's going on in your world? Whatever way you want to phrase it, but you want to know what's going on in their world. They don't care what's going on in yours. They don't care, you know, that your car qualifies. They don't care that you are at the $10,000 level. They don't care that you want a trip to wherever. They don't care, okay? They want to talk about themselves, and let them talk about themselves, okay? Because then you know how you can help them. You want to be a professional problem solver, okay? That's what you're in your business for. You're in your business for whatever the product or service is, to solve a problem or a pain for people, whatever it may be, okay? So right now you want to be, you know, that friend that, you want them to tell you about them. You want to be a professional problem solver, but you can't unless you know what's going on with them, okay? If they want to open up to you, if they don't, they don't. No big deal. Number three is, you know, when you're addressing them, make sure you use their name, because they want, that's the sweetest word to them, is their name. They want to hear their name, you know, that it's that important. The other thing is, you know, when you're building, you know, your business relationship, sit down and map it out. Tell them, you know, hey, this is what, you know, my plans are, and this is what, you know, I want to do with my goals. What do you want to do with yours? Why did you come into the business? What was what was the reason behind it? You know, get to their why. Their why. Why do you know? Why did they want to do this? Find a better life for the family. Is it because that they wanted whatever answer is, you go and you work with that particular answer. Okay, you want to be transparent. You want to really people get to know you. Really get to know you. You know, they want to know that you're a real person, that you're not somebody hiding behind the screen on the internet. Use your picture. You don't know how many times I've seen profiles, no pictures. Well, you need to have your picture. Okay, people need to see it. And please post a picture of you. Don't post a picture of your dog. Don't post a picture of a product or man or whoever. You know, post a picture of you. Okay? There's nothing wrong with taking cell phones have cameras. You could take a picture, a nice picture, and you could have it on your profile. Again, so people could get to know you and like you, but they can't if they can't even see your face. Okay? There's nothing to be ashamed of. If you could possibly do a video, that would be even better. You know, and send them a video. Hey, hi, my name is, you know, like I would say with mine, you know, this is what I did. Hi, this is Diana Crackers to Take Action Life Coach. Thank you so much for the connection. I look forward to us getting to know each other better, whatever. You know, you can say whatever you want, but something similar to that. Okay? The videos, they show, again, that you're a real person. Don't worry about the video being perfect because it shouldn't be perfect. Because in this way, they don't feel they have to make a perfect video. Okay? Don't worry about lighting. Don't worry about green screen. Don't worry about any of those things. Worry about just getting your message across to people. You could use this venue. You could do this to talk to people. You could give messages this way. Same thing with blog talk. Go right ahead. But give them value. Make sure of anything else, give people value. People will like you if you give value. Years ago, it was like, oh, keep all your secrets to yourself. Don't tell anybody, you know, what's going on. No, give those secrets out because I'm going to tell you something. People will follow you and you'll get paid 100,000 times more by sharing the information, okay? I'm telling you, it's so uncanny because, you know, the old network, what are you doing? You're telling them you're telling them that secret. What are you doing? Because they need to know that you're going to provide value. Value, ladies and gentlemen, is huge in this arena. You have to do that. So let me just recap really quick on what we talked about, okay? We talked about when you introduce yourself, ask them about them, okay? Make sure you use their name when you're talking to them, okay? People like to have their name. Be transparent. Be a real person, okay? The other thing is give value. You want to make sure that you give value, okay? And, you know, cultivate those relationships. You know, if that person's going to, again, be a business partner with you, some ground rules, you know, and I mean it, I don't mean it where it has to be like rules. I'm talking about what their expectations are, what their expectations are if they're going to be your business partner. That's what I do, and it's been successful since I sat down doing that. I never used to do that before. I would let people come into my business. No. Now I'm very picky who I allow in my business. Not that I think I'm better than anyone. Please don't ever think of that as me. It's because I am building a business. This is extremely serious to me. This is extremely important, and I have to have the right people working with me. So I hope tonight's show gave you some tidbits on how to get people to like you more and getting yourself out there. If you have any questions, you could reach me at any time and ask the Take Action Life Coach at gmail.com. Ask the Take Action Life Coach at gmail.com. If not, look at me. Look for me. I'm all over the social networks. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Facebook. You know, just look out for me, Diana Craig is the Take Action Life Coach, and you'll find me. Anyway, I hope, like I said, that this gave you some value. And let me know how you like the show. So next Wednesday at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern. Again, have an awesome day. Bye-bye for now.